Secretary of State Colin Powell reaches Amman, Jordan today, his last stop before arriving in Jerusalem for a difficult peace mission. Before leaving Madrid for Amman, Mr. Powell told reporters he's not concerned about his mission, that he's looking forward to it. During his brief stop in the Jordanian capital, he'll meet with King Abdullah, who's expected to urge an end to Israel's West Bank offensive. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Amman.
On the eve of the Powell visit, some 100 women shout anti-Israeli slogans near the U.S. Embassy in an upscale neighborhood of Amman. Here, like elsewhere in the Middle East, people have taken to the streets on an almost daily basis for the past 2 weeks to protest Israel's military actions in the West Bank. Few here express faith in the Powell mission. Iman Malas questions why he's made so many other stops in the region before traveling to Jerusalem.
Powell is not going to do anything. And they waited 10 days to come to give Sharon a time to massacre all those Palestinians and Arabs there. This is not humanitarian.
Some demonstrations in the region have turned violent. In Jordan and Egypt, protesters have demanded that their governments break ties with Israel. Nabil Sharif, editor-in-chief of Jordan's El Destour newspaper, says the Israeli onslaught has radicalized Arab public opinion.
The Arab street is boiling with anger and frustration at the governments and at the U.S. and at Israel. So unless we see an immediate halt to the Israeli aggression, the Arab world is going to continue to express its anger, and nobody knows what the limit would be as to where this anger could reach.
Sharif says moderate Arab governments are counting heavily on the Powell mission to rescue the region from the brink of even greater instability. Ayman Safadi, editor-in-chief of the English-language daily The Jordan Times, says the U.S. is the only power with enough influence over Israel to pressure it into withdrawing from the West Bank. Safadi says Powell must not only stop Israel's incursions, but pressure the Jewish state into dealing once again with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat.
Focusing on a temporary ceasefire is not going to do it, because ultimately the conditions that initially led for the escalation would still be with us. So what we need to do is stop the violence, stop the war, get the Israeli troops out of occupied Palestinian territories, and get a process of political negotiations happening.
Safadi says Arab governments, including Arafat's Palestinian Authority, made it clear at their recent summit in Beirut that they're ready for negotiations and a comprehensive peace with Israel if it withdraws from all Arab lands occupied in the 1967 war. The obstacle, says Nabil Sharif, is not Arafat or Palestinian terrorism. The obstacle to a political settlement, he says, is Israel's occupation and Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's intransigence.
Sharon has only one thing on his mind: security by force, breaking the backs of Palestinians, humiliating them, defeating them militarily to achieve security. Sharon cannot or does not have a political plan.
Sharif says yesterday's suicide bombing in Haifa should make it clear that there is no military solution to the crisis. He says he welcomes Powell's emphasis on the need for a political solution and his willingness to meet with Arafat. Still, says Sharif, the U.S. is not viewed as an honest broker in the region, and he doubts it'll have the political will to pressure Sharon into taking the steps needed to end the crisis. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Amman.